The controversial Adani coal mine is one step closer to construction, with the Federal Environment Minister, Melissa Price, ticking the box on the groundwater management plan. Concerns were raised regarding the research undertaken by CSIRO and Geoscience Australia in devising the plan, with experts identifying large gaps in the investigation. Further inquiries were then carried out behind closed doors, and all of a sudden, the groundwater management plan has been approved. The Wire's Cal Matthews has more.
The approval of Adani's groundwater management plan has triggered alarm bells for hydrologists and engineers. There are concerns that there is not enough data to identify the risk to groundwater ecosystems in the Adani coal mine area. I spoke to Matthew Currell, Associate Professor from the School of Engineering at RMIT, about his issues with the plan.
One of the really serious environmental issues that could result from the Adani coal mine are impacts on springs that are fed from aquifers in the region. And in particular, there's one set of springs which are recognised as having very, very exceptional ecological significance called the Dungmabula Springs Complex. And those springs are located not so far from where the proposed mine would be dug. And so one of the major potential effects is the mine could cause those springs to dry up or shrink.
You wrote an independent report on the impacts the mine will have on the groundwater-dependent ecosystems. What were the biggest shortcomings that you found of the government's report?
The biggest shortcomings were to do with the amount of data they've actually collected from the aquifers in the vicinity of those springs. They've been drilling bores largely into the shallower aquifers that are around these springs, but they've neglected to look at deeper aquifers, which may also be really important sources of groundwater flow to the springs. This is despite many years ago, in a legal challenge to the project, being identified that it's quite plausible that those springs derive at least some of their flow from deeper in the groundwater system than what Adani believes to be the case.
What suggestions do you make so that these shortcomings are addressed?
The company needs to get out into the field and do the basic hydrogeological science that allows us to understand these sorts of issues. There's been a refusal over the last 4 or 5 years to address these concerns about the effect of the mine on the springs, because they simply haven't gone in and actually done the basic field work and the basic data collection that allows you to analyse these issues comprehensively.
The government has gone ahead with the approval, and they've said that they've addressed these issues with advice from CSIRO and Geoscience Australia. However, the relevant data and documentation remains under lock and key. Does this reduce the credibility of the report?
This is a really, really worrying trend, and it goes beyond the Adani mine. The idea that the Environment Minister can assess these projects behind closed doors, get advice from scientists that's not open and subject to peer review itself, and make these big decisions without releasing the advice, it's a really big concern. It's the report from CSIRO and Geoscience Australia, which is heavily critical of the draft of the plan that Adani put forward. And then all of a sudden, weeks later, a decision's made to approve the mine. The public's not privy to anything that went on in between that. The public was not given a chance to review the latest version of the plan before it was approved. We don't know what happened internally at CSIRO, Geoscience Australia, you know, whether they were put under political pressure. All this stuff is behind closed doors, and it really speaks to a problem with the way government decisions with significant environmental ramifications are being made.
Opening these documents up for public consumption, would that allow critical pushback from the public?
It may, but the issue is that now that the decision's been made, it's too late. The process is not being conducted in the correct order. The science needs to be done and done rigorously, and that needs to be subject to independent peer review and public assessment before these decisions get made, rather than it all sort of happening behind closed doors. In this case, these springs could potentially be irreversibly damaged. And in approving this, while there still remains that sort of uncertainty, we've lost an opportunity to really use the best science to inform a decision with respect to the environment.
Matthew Currell, Associate Professor from the School of Engineering at RMIT. Joe Bragg, the CEO and solicitor for the Environmental Defenders Queensland Legal Centre, says that this approval does not necessarily mark the start of construction for the Adani coal mine. The Queensland government has much tighter restrictions and regulations around environmental assessments, which could hinder the start of construction.
Adani needs both federal and state approvals for the Adani mine project, and at the moment there's quite a number of approvals Adani lacks at a state level, and in particular they have not had approved the groundwater dependent ecosystem management plan that's required under their environmental authority under the Queensland Environmental Protection Act. So while the Environment Minister has given a tick to the groundwater plan at a state level, the requirements are more stringent and that plan has not been approved.
Do you expect that the Queensland Environmental Minister will push back on the approval?
The Queensland Environment Minister and the Queensland Conditions of Approval under the Environmental Protection Act are tighter than the federal conditions in respect of the Groundwater Dependent Ecosystem Management Plan. And when you look at the plan, it requires quite a lot of matters to be specifically addressed, and in particular, there must be detailed baseline research to establish the source aquifers for groundwater supply to the groundwater-dependent ecosystems. It's not enough for Adani to do some research. Under the Queensland requirements, the research must establish the source aquifers, for example, that are relevant for the ancient Doomabulla Spring, and really look at, will the Adani Carmichael mine to a high level of confidence not interfere with those aquifers feeding that spring? The Adani Carmichael mine project is very risky for the Australian environment and the economy. It really risks groundwater and groundwater-dependent ecosystem, but it's good to remember that it's the climate change implications of burning the coal overseas which affects our reef, extreme weather and other matters, which is why there's so much community concern and opposition to the project.
Joe Bragg, CEO for the Environmental Defenders Queensland Legal Centre, speaking with The Wire's Cal Matthews.